Now, my next guest is the artist Philip Brennan. Philip is preparing for his latest exhibition, his watercolour exhibition, Rhiannana Shannon Airport, Images from the Past. And he joins me now in studio. Philip, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan.
Thanks very much for coming in. And we were just chatting off air about this exhibition, and it's kind of a continuation in a way.
Yes, it is. Yeah, at this time last year, it was being shown at the airport, at the in the departure lounge. So it was there for a couple of months, and a lot of people saw it. But at the same time, you know, it wasn't shown in the towns, it wasn't shown in the villages around County Clare. So that's what I'm doing with it now. You know. So
okay, so it's making the move. It's travelling not via airplane to Cultural Hon Sweeney Library Gallery for next week.
Yeah, it's going to Kilkee to the library, and opens on the 23rd and runs for a month. So it's nice to have it touring around, really, because I would like to get it shown in Shannon itself, in the town, maybe the library there in time in the future. You know, you think about it, Rhiannana Shannon. You know, it's over the years, it's been such an important focus, you know, place for it, to have our own airport in our own county. Like, it's huge. So, I mean, it's going to West Clare. There are an awful lot of people in West Clare who would have connections with the airport. They work at the airport. They commute to the airport. And so, if you're in Kilkee, go in and have a look. It's not what people would expect either. I'm handing Ellen a photograph. This is a painting that's.
It's a kind of this is one of your works which you're showing me, which is, it's kind of a mixture of aviation and agriculture, because it's a an old school propeller plane flying very low overhead, a farmer who is baling hay with a couple of children on the back.
There's a tractor, a tiny little four. I think there are four tractor from built in the 1930s, and this is a photograph set based on a photograph I got off Brian Casey from the Airport Police Fire Station in Shannon. He had been given a set of photographs from his father, and in 2019 I got a load of these photographs off him, and one of them was of this little tractor. Now they were growing wheat or barley on the airfield in those days in 1942.
So this is actually from the airfield.
This is actually on the airfield, and then if you look, there's a windsock, I think, in the background.
Oh, there is. I can see it. Yeah,
they were farming, and I have another one of the same run where they're actually sowing. There's an old seed sower behind it. Again, one of these tiny tractors. So actually, it wasn't even a plane that inspired me. It was a little tractor, you know.
Well, it's a fantastic image, and that explains a lot, because when I was looking at it, I was thinking, that plane can't be more than 10 feet overhead, the tractor. Can't be safe, but it's the tractor's fault for being so near the runway. The plane is actually taking off.
Yeah, and artistic license, I suppose. Now, the plane itself, then, there's a historical side to that. That was one of three Lysander planes that were bought just before the war, for the Second World War, and by the Irish government. And I like these ones with the historical connection, you know. I'll show you another one later on then, which has a different kind of historical connection. And the planes in it are constellations. Okay, so the Irish government, the De Valera government in 1947, bought three state-of-the-art constellations from America, and you'll notice there's a hare in the picture.
Yeah, just running across, back into the grass.
Well, that is a hare for those people who might kind of understand the history of this, because very shortly afterwards, the Clonopublic government got in, and James Dillon, like, if the airport had been James Dillon's idea, everything would have been fine, but it was the whole thing was a De Valera government idea, so it couldn't be good. So he sold the planes back. They sold the planes back to America. The three planes went back to America. And of course, he made the famous statement in the Doyle to say that the hares, I don't know the exact words, but the hares would inherit the runways of Shannon.
They'd have to rename it Shannon Hareport.
So there's a lot of these little connections, you know, that go back. The history of it.
They're a lovely mixture, Philip, of two worlds that I would imagine that most other airports don't really meet.
Yeah. The history of the building of the banks is important as well. They built these banks. I met the engineer who was the Dick O'Sullivan was his name. I met him at the 50th anniversary of the airport's commemoration, and he and another young engineer were sent. The various teams had been sent around the country in 1935 to actually find a site where they could have seaplanes coming in from America to replace Foynes and have a land plane base. Of course, the Second World War came along. The cross Atlantic aviation scene had changed completely. You had these modern planes coming in that could, they didn't need to land on water. So all that work that went on between 36 and 40 was all obsolete overnight.
That's frustrating, and, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, you know that I'm involved. I've been involved for years in ornithology as well, the bird side of things. But that whole area turned into the, what is known as the Shannon Airport Lagoon, which is quite an important spot for the bird life.
In the exhibition, Philip, there's quite a number of works in it. Have you tried to convey as much of the breadth of the history of the airport and its relationship with the wildlife and so on, as you possibly can?
Yeah, there's a certain amount, all right. I mean, it is hit and miss. It covers a long period, and really, I suppose the modern period would be more neglected. That wouldn't worry me. I was more interested in the 40s, 50s, but there's things right up to the. And by the way, some of them have sold, so they're not all there. I think there's 18 paintings out of the original 25.
Okay.
But thankfully, some of the keynote ones are still there, you know, and there is one of that guy Dick O'Sullivan. He was travelling down from Dublin from Baldonnell in a Walrus. Walrus was a very early type seaplane, and he one big engine above, sitting on top of the plane, and he said it was a lovely ride down, he said, but he couldn't hear for 2 days afterwards.
I can well imagine
and
the noise.
They came down, they just flew down to Foynes, and in that painting there's a couple of snipe flying across, so there's a little bit of the wildlife in it, but not a lot.
What kind of reaction did the exhibition get at Shannon itself?
I got a lot of people. It was too strange, because the people seeing it were people going in and out of the airport, and it wasn't visible. It wasn't available for people downstairs. I'd love if it had been downstairs, but it wasn't possible to do that security-wise and all that. So I got a lot of phone calls and a lot of texts from people saying, "Yeah, we were going through the airport, and there you were. We can't get away from you, you know, kind of thing." And it went on well. And as I said, I think it was 8 of the paintings sold, so that was okay.
Okay, how bad? Pretty much a third of them gone.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, my career as a painter goes back to the 70s, and my first exhibition was 1982 in Ennis here in Brogan, and that was a sellout show. And in the years after that, it was up and down. You know, you'd have a very good sales show, and you'd have ones that were mediocre. I was very happy all the time with it. But then came the recession, and to be honest, it was hard to give them away. But then 2019, I had a renewal show, and around that time was when I got these photographs, and that kind of
inspiration
struck me, you know. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's working out so far. I suspect you won't be taking 18 away from Cultural Lawn Sweeney. You might sell a few in the meantime. The exhibition, it's free, by the way, is running from the 23rd of April to the 24th of May. So a month's run there, which nice. Everyone is welcome to head along, and a lovely spot for it as well.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alan. Thank you. And thanks to Claire FM for all the help over the years. It has been great, both Claire Champion and Claire FM, always great support for painters.
Yeah. Thanks.
We need the money for the frames for the next show.
Exactly. You're reinvesting it.
We'd be like the small farmer, you know.
Philip Brennan, absolute pleasure having you in again. And you can check out Philip's exhibition, just to mention again, 23rd of April to the 24th of May at Cultural Lawn Sweeney Library Gallery in Kilkee.